Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over some more breaking news about the Fed and possible rate hikes. Let's dive right into the Fed's website, where they made an announcement late last night that they're having an emergency meeting this Monday. The last video we did on this channel, we talked about them potentially raising rates even today. And I was up, I set my alarm or I set my notification bell on my phone to check the news at 8 a.m. Eastern time. Of course, they did not make that announcement today, but that Zero Hedge article we referenced yesterday said they may make it on Monday as well. And so on Twitter last night, I was looking at my good buddy Brent Johnson's feed, and sure enough, it came out and announced that they're going to have an emergency meeting on Monday. Now, I want to actually let's dive into the Fed announcement first and foremost. So this is straight from the Federal Reserve. It's a closed board meeting announced for February 14th. Government in the sunshine meeting notice. Okay. I'm not sure. Sunshine, everyone's going to be happy there with bells on and ready to rock. Okay. Advance notice of a meeting under expedited procedures. It is anticipated that the closed meeting of the Board of Governors Federal Reserve System at 11:30 a.m. on Monday, I would assume that is Eastern time, February 14th, 2022, will be held under expedited procedures as set forth in section blah, 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 blah. So it's going to be in D.C. The following items of official board business are tentatively scheduled to be considered at the meeting. Matters to be considered: review and determination of the Board of Governors of the advanced and discount rates to be charged by the Federal Reserve banks. That's actually not a surprise. I don't know that that would be, but let's think this through, guys. It's not like they can come out here and say that matters to be considered: increasing interest rates before March. They're definitely not going to admit to that. And just to prove my point, I went ahead and I tried to highlight this, but my highlighter tool is not working. It says a final announcement of matters considered under expedited procedures will be available in the board's Freedom of Information and Public Affairs offices and on the board's website following the closed meeting. So what they're saying is this is what we're going to talk about, the discount rate. And we're also going to talk about some stuff that we're not going to tell you until after the meeting is over. Now, I want to be clear. This is not highly unusual. In fact, last month, the Fed did something similar where they had kind of an emergency meeting. They called it the same thing. I would argue this is probably quite a bit different because I'm just trying to use game theory, and I have no proof of this, but you know, Biden's approval rating is unbelievably low, and it wasn't as bad last month, nor was inflation as bad last month. Everyone knew it was there. Headline CPI at 7%. Okay, it's probably going down. There's a lot of base effects in there. It's, you know, a lot of people still saying transitory. But now, I mean, I'm seeing inflation in almost every single headline in the United States, even with the mainstream media. I mean, I go on my little stock app in the news. It's almost everyone is food prices, inflation, food, you know, car prices. I'm sure you guys are seeing the same thing in the media that you pay attention to. So for those people who say, oh, George, this is fake news because they do this all the time, I'd say, yeah, I think this time it's slightly different because of the circumstances. Now, another thing I want to go over is this is right now we're talking about the world as it exists today. And I think that's good so we understand the world around us. But as prudent investors and rebel capitalists, we also need to think about the world 6 months from now and try to assess probabilities of certain outcomes to adjust our portfolio accordingly. And so on that note, I want to go to a chart, the U.S. inflation rate. This is as of the CPI, going back to 1914. And one thing that you guys, I'm sure, have heard me say a thousand times in my videos is we really haven't had much deflation since the 1930s. Pretty much the only deflation we have had is this little red mark, this little teeny weeny red mark. Back during the GFC, just a slight, I don't know if you'd call it deflation. We didn't have deflation back then. I don't know what they're talking about. Basically right here at the GFC. So you can see since the 1940, it's pretty much been nothing but blue. And prior to 1940, this was actually standard. If you go back into the 1800s, inflation would be up, down. It looked like a heartbeat almost, where it was pretty much zero for 20, 30 years at a time. It would just go up, 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 down, 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 up, up. It looked a lot like this. And so what changed? I don't want to go too far off on a tangent, but just FYI, a couple things that changed here in the 1930s. Number one, minimum wage. Number two, Social Security. And number three, welfare. And I think those three things contributed to, and there's a lot of variables here, but I think those three things really contributed to why we really haven't seen deflation since the 1940s. So without going down that rabbit hole too extensively, I wanted to point out the 1970s, because what I'm grappling with in my mind is, okay, we've got this yield curve flattening. My base case is that it inverts. If, and that's a big if, the Fed does in fact raise rates seven times, which is what they're talking about now for 2022, seven times to get. So if Fed funds gets up to 1.5%, as an example, I don't see how, based on what the 10-year has done over the last couple of days, what would make the 10-year shoot higher? I think that's another question we have to ask. I mean, we saw inflation exceeded expectations yesterday, went up to 7.5%. And the 2-year still went up a lot faster than the 10-year. So what would make the 10-year start going up at the same rate as the 2-year? And then you say, well, maybe the Fed is buying. Well, yeah, but they're tapering. So you would think that there would be even more upward pressure on yields since November 3rd. And yes, yields have gone up on the 10-year, but again, not as much as the 2-year. And so I don't know. I mean, there's a scenario in which the 10-year would go up at the same rate, but I think the probability of that is low. Therefore, I think the probability of an inversion, if the Fed does take rates up past 1%, to 1.5 this year, that there's a high probability of an inversion in the yield curve. So in thinking that through, how does inflation go from 7.5 to 8, to 9, to 10, to 13? And let's just set aside the fact that they changed the numbers. And we talked about that yesterday. In January, they changed the methodology to calculate the CPI once again. And if you guys want a video on that, the whiteboard, I'll just go to it really quick. This whiteboard video, guys, came out last night. And this is the thumbnail: inflation explodes while the government lies, with this caution sign. So if you want a deep dive on how they changed the CPI methodology, check out that whiteboard video. I think you guys will really like it a lot. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else.
Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today.
But going back to my point, I don't see how inflation, CPI, and again, we need to compartmentalize here. When I talk about inflation for this video, I'm talking about the CPI. I'm not talking about the real rate of inflation in the real economy or the real rate of price increases in the real economy with the stuff you guys buy daily. So if the curve inverts, how do we get to 10% inflation? I don't know that we do. I don't know that we do. So I'm not here to say that I'm in the inflation is transitory camp, but I do think we will see disinflation. This is kind of my base case right now. And so I know a lot of you are probably saying, oh, George, that's insane. There's no way inflation is going to just go up and we're going to turn into Weimar Germany. Okay, but I don't think so. Hear me out. Look at the 1970s, or we got late 1960s. That's really when the inflation started, and that we that was kind of the kickoff point to what we saw in the 1970s. We can see here that in 1969, 1970, inflation got up to, call it 6 or 7% as measured by the CPI. And I know the methodology was way different, but let's just use this as kind of use this to get our heads around the concept and the ideas I'm trying to explain. And then Fed raised rates. Now it is true that in Fed funds, by the way, is this yellow line. It is true they took rates extremely positive, and that did create a disinflationary environment. So inflation did go down. Now, it's not that we had deflation. I'm not in the deflation camp. I'm just saying prices went up at a lower rate. So CPI, let's say we're at 7.5 now. If we get an inversion of the yield curve, I don't see CPI going to 9, 10, 11, 12. I see CPI going from 7.5. Let's say we get another higher print at 8 or something like that. But then once the Fed starts to tighten, I think that CPI goes from 8, maybe down to 7, down to 6. You know, again, a very similar chart to what we saw at the beginning of the 1970s. You know, people like to think that the 1970s was just this direct moonshot of the CPI, and it wasn't. It wasn't. Let's move on here, in fact. We had the stock market crash of 1972 to 74 right in here. Now, that's when they lowered rates. And then they started to raise rates when they really started to see inflation rise again. This took us into the mid-70s. And then they got rates slightly positive. And then what happened? In 76, 77, let's just take ourselves back in time. Let's just say that we were market participants. And they had Twitter back in the 1970s. And you had the group of people that were in the inflation camp and the group of people that were in the disinflation camp or the transitory. Inflation is transitory. Well, think about that. In 1975 to 1977-ish, the CPI went from, call it 12, 13% down to 5%. So the inflation is transitory people would have been completely dunking on the inflation is not transitory, or we have secular inflation. They would, on Twitter, just think about that. There'd be memes about how stupid the inflationists are and how dumb they are, and don't they know anything about economics, and yada, yada, yada. Inflation is dead. The Fed battled inflation and they won back here in 1974, 75, something like that. I mean, you could see all of those memes. But were the inflation is transitory people right over the long run? No, because then inflation went straight back up to a peak that we got maybe around 15% as measured by the CPI. So my point here is there's times throughout the entire decade of the 1970s, where the inflation is where the secular inflation people were dunking on the transitory people. And there were times when the transitory people were dunking on the secular inflation people. It doesn't go up in a straight line, guys. That's what I'm trying to say. So I think that we could be at a point right now that kind of looks like this. And now the one caveat here that I totally understand is there's no way the Fed is going to be able to raise rates to a point where we actually have positive real rates. And that is a big, big deal. To get positive real rates today, meaning this yellow line is above the blue line, because the blue line represents CPI. Again, the yellow line represents Fed funds. The Fed would have to not take rates to 1% or 1.5. They'd have to take rates to, over 7.5%. They'd have to take rates to 8%. And that ain't going to happen. I can tell you that right now. There's no way that's going to happen. But then the argument would have to be that the 10-year would have to start going up at a faster rate. And I don't think that's going to happen either. So it's just a fascinating, fascinating time to be studying the macroeconomic environment. That's for sure. But the main takeaway here that I wanted to express is I think we could be somewhere around here right now. And as the yield curve starts to flatten, if we get an inversion, if the Fed raises rates up to 1.5% in 2022, I think we could see inflation go back down under 5%. Now, that doesn't mean we have deflation. Just means that the inflation rate is going down, but prices are still going up. But then I think what happens there is we most likely get a stock market crash. We get something like that, which causes the Fed in, let's say, 2023 to say, sorry, we've got to fill up the punch bowl again. So we're going to, although we raised rates to 1.5, now we've got to drop them right back down to zero and start doing QE again. And when they do that, I think that's where we get this in 2023, 2024. And then they do something like who knows what happened. I mean, in 2024, that's when the euro-dollar future curve inverts. And that's when the next election is. Coincidental? I'll let you be the judge. So we could have some sort of black swan event that brings it back down. And then they just go full tilt money printing. I'm talking about government deficit spending to the tune of $10 trillion a year. And that takes us way up here, maybe even higher. And who knows what happens after that. But this is kind of how, this is my base case right now, that we get up to maybe 8% and then we start coming back down to 7, maybe 6. Again, I have said this about 10 times in this video, but I know I'm saying it so many times because I know people are going to misconstrue my words. If the Fed raises rates that high, if we get an inversion in the yield curve, that's when I see a possible or a high degree of probability for a recession, in which case I think the CPI goes down. We don't have deflation, but we have a lower rate of inflation as measured by the CPI. And then, you know, the Fed comes back with 0% interest rates, quantitative easing, and we go right back into this. That's kind of my base case rate. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. We'll be right back here with some more videos throughout the day. Remember, always stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you in the next video.